Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 31st, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Microsoft brings NVIDIA chips to PCs. Codex controls Windows PCs. Shared chats spread malware. AI avatars selling goods. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Microsoft will show Windows laptops and desktops running NVIDIA chips as their main processors, with initial models revealed next week at Computex in Taiwan and at Microsoft Build in San Francisco. Surface and Dell devices are expected. Microsoft is also preparing software to run AI agents locally on Windows machines. The company has worked with OpenClaw since early this year and built a team led by Omar Shaheen. OpenClaw founder Peter Steinberger, now at OpenAI, will present at Build, and Microsoft may use the OpenClaw framework for these PCs. A prior Copilot Plus PC push failed. This second effort focuses on deeper workflow integration, though safety and reliability concerns remain. OpenAI added a computer use feature to the Codex app on Windows 11 and made Codex accessible through the ChatGPT app on iPhone and Android. The feature lets the AI open and control programs, access files, and run tasks on a PC even when no one is at the machine. Codex can test applications, look for bugs, and review work. The function is activated in Codex settings and can target specific programs with commands like at computer, or at Paint. Computer use appeared first on macOS in April, with mobile access added in May. The expansion supports OpenAI's aim to create an app for work and daily tasks, while Codex remains primarily developer-focused.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Attackers are abusing shared chat links on ChatGPT and Claude to distribute malware. They create public, linkable conversations that show up via paid search ads and look like trusted support notices or installation guides. Because the links use official domains, security tools often ignore them and people are more likely to trust the content. One campaign uses ChatGPT's code rendering to build a fake error page inside a shared chat that pushes a download of an infected desktop app. On Claude, attackers post Apple support-style instructions containing malicious terminal commands. Security firm Push Security calls this technique LLM share. Leaping Computer and Kaspersky have reported similar campaigns. AI-generated influencers on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook are posing as small business owners, often as black women, to sell drop-shipped goods. Videos stage hardship and ask for help, while identical, mass-produced items appear on sites like Shein for much less. Researchers find up to 100 such accounts daily. One account has 40,000 followers in a video with 814,000 likes and 6.5 million views. Scholars describe this as digital blackface and empathy bait. Platforms are not labeling the content reliably, and public tutorials make production easy. The result? Apparent solidarity funnels purchases to anonymous dropshippers, and experts say clear labeling and transparency are needed. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.